Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stub and a Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And I'm sharing my co-host, Du Superior, Super Wogabi.
I like how you rolled the R. Like, that's really Latino of you.
I don't even know how am I supposed to respond to that?
You don't.
Okay, alright then. Yep. I'm not Randy Orton.
Oh, shit.
If you heard the episode that came out before this, you understand why we're laughing at that.
That's not fair to Randy Orton.
Oh, fuck that nigga. That's you
did that? Literally. No, not literally.
Phrasing. How you doing, man? This is our third episode of the day.
Yeah, we're busting them out right now, man.
Again. Okay. Seriously, we're not doing phrasing anymore.
Yo, phrasing.
Yo, I remember someone talking about, like, oh, I had to pod all day. I'm so tired. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Really?
Yeah, like, if I wasn't drinking, I probably wouldn't be as tiring. It also wouldn't help if I got more than 3 hours of sleep.
That would help, but other than that, why would anybody pod sober?
Well, I think Joe Budden pod sober because he's an addict.
Yeah, it's his problem.
Y'all finished or y'all?
You're not right. You're not wrong though.
Sounds like a person.
Because Rory gets drunk on that show, and so does Park.
He's Irish. Damn, is that problematic? Oh shit!
Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Yo, I'm from Boston. I'm technically Irish myself. I can say that. Why? This is why we shouldn't do 3 episodes in a row.
Oh, man. The goofiness has begun.
Yep.
Speaking of goofiness.
Yeah.
I got a good one for you. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Steven, the sniper.
Mr. Samson?
Huh?
Mr. Samson?
No, he's not Brock Samson. So, we went to, went on a double date with one of my closer friends, Steven. He was here. Remember, you opened the door. Was like, "Hi, I'm gentrification."
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he
fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So we went out.
That was pretty funny, though.
It was. Yeah, the funny thing about that was, it was me. We were all in here, like, when I heard he was here, and I was like, I forget who said it, but someone was like, "Yo, Steve, you should walk up and be like, yo, it's just gentrification," and no one thought he was gonna do it. I'm like, I'm mad myself. I'm like, yeah, he'll do it. And so he was up to open the door. We all just busted out laughing. But he had like he's like Steven has jokes, and you know what's funny is like they're perfectly timed,
yeah,
and they're sarcastic as fuck. Mm-hmm. So they're great. Yeah. And he had us dying the whole fucking day. So shout out to Steven and his fiance. I'm not gonna say her name just in case she doesn't want it on here. Mm-hmm. But shout out to them. They're fucking great people. But
her name isn't Steven's fiance.
No, she is. She will stab you for saying that.
Oh, okay.
So, a couple weeks ago, we went to Fire and Ice. We
why?
What do you mean why?
Never mind. I hate Fire and Ice, man. But just
why do you hate Fire and Ice? You know what? It kind of works. Why do you hate Fire and Ice?
Why do I hate Fire and Ice?
Yeah. Is it a germ thing?
Yeah. It's just a bunch of like raw meat just sitting out. On some ice. Got a bunch of people just gawking and talking over it. Like, what the fuck? I don't want your breath over my freaking raw steak.
What are you talking about? There's a sneeze guard.
Yeah, okay. That's, the Fire Ice sneeze guard is useless.
It's a trap!
Yeah, for real. Salmonella trap. Yeah, y'all gonna die.
I swear to you, every time I go out of there, I got a shit like you would not believe.
Yeah, I bet!
Every time. Yeah. It never fucking fails.
Yeah. That shit's fucking gross. But
so I shouldn't have, so it's a good, you know what's funny? I was gonna invite you, but I was like, he ain't going.
I would go.
He's not gonna eat.
I eat before I go.
I was like, I'm not invited now because he ain't gonna go. He's gonna like, he's like, I'm going to that bacteria trap.
Nah, I'm good.
So we went there, right?
Yeah.
And we had a really good night. We ate, we drank, and like, you know what I mean? At the end of the night, we were gonna leave, but we was like, you know what? Maria, my wife said that her schoolwork was done for the night. They didn't have anywhere to be, and I'm an alcoholic, so...
I'm glad you're coming to terms.
I'm not an alcoholic. As Florida man says, an alcoholic go to meetings. I'm a drunk. Which is funny, I don't drink during the week, but anyway. Well, I do, but it's only when I have really shitty.
Whatever happened to the term wino?
It's funny, I was going to drink wine, but I thought you would clown me for drinking wine at the bottle here today.
Well, I'm married to a 30-something-year-old female. I've seen that happen on occasion.
Does she drink wine out of the bottle?
Not out of the bottle, but she has
I do.
It's a giant-ass wine cup set.
I go right out of the bottle. Phrasing, I just realized how that looked.
Yo, we need to put this shit on video.
Phrasing, boom!
So, so we went back down because there's a bar downstairs on the first floor. We were sitting there drinking or whatever. We were having a good time. And, like, mad people showed up in, like, club clothes.
That sounds like fire. The Fire and Ice in Cambridge?
No. Boston. Over on Berkeley Street.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's like, they showed up in, like, club clothes and, like, cleavage out and titties out and tight sweatpants.
You pulled out your Bible and prayed?
Uh-huh.
You pulled out your Bible and prayed?
If you mean I grabbed an IPA and drank, then yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
I was like, and so, like, all of us are thinking the same thing. But, like, we don't want to, like, you know, cause a ruckus. So, I text everyone, like, yo, is this Club Fire and Ice?
Is it? Was it?
Apparently.
Well, I know that the one in Cambridge, I don't know if this, still, this was years ago, they used to, at a certain time, they would transition into a club.
Seriously?
Yeah. Another reason why I want to eat the food there is just fucking gross.
That sounds, so there's chlamydia in the air in that place.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds nasty.
Yeah.
Ew.
You ate it.
Huh?
You ate it.
There was no club there. It was on the bottom floor. It was on the first floor. Okay. Does bacteria rise?
The bacteria in freaking Fire and Ice does.
So, my body.
Yeah, don't sue us, Fire and Ice. I'm sorry.
Yo, my body. Yo, the food was good, but as soon as, like 15 minutes later, my body was like, get this shit out of me.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yo, your body does not want that shit inside you too long, bro. I'm telling you.
It was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Get this out of me now. I thought the alcohol was going to kill it, but it wouldn't.
Oh, shit.
But no, we were just kind of like laughing. It was just like, yo, y'all are dressing like you about to go to like Royal or something.
Yeah.
To go drink at fucking Fire and Ice.
Yeah. Not that kind of place.
No, man. No. Even the bar, don't get me wrong, they had a...
They must have been tourists or some shit.
No, they weren't tourists.
Oh, damn.
They were people of color.
People.
I'm not going to say what color.
Was it our color?
I'm not saying what color.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying it was our color either. All
right.
But they were color. I'll tell
I'm
you
gonna off say, I'm going to say it's our color.
I'll tell you off here.
If it's Fire and Ice, it's our.
I just whispered it to Javi. So, and then it was just weird that like, I was like, and I was in like, the music was like real like adult, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like someone like, it was like someone around my age put on a playlist, you know what I mean?
Oh, so like some, I don't know, Beethoven?
Fuck you. But yes! Da 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 da! Da 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 da! But it was like old, like 90s hip hop, but it wasn't like back that ass stuff. It was like, I swear to you, I might have heard Exhibit front to back on it.
The way you're describing it, there had to be some House of Pain thrown in there.
Yeah, I think there was. Like, no, I don't like, you play House of Pain during this shit, it's like, House of Pain, Cypress Hill, it's like, eh, it's not really like.
I want no problems with the crowd that enjoys House of Pain for club music. Like, there's going to be a drunk fight breaking out at some point. I'm just trying to be out.
Probably.
Okay.
I'm not gonna confirm or deny that. Mm. I agree.
Wait, did you just try to rub the cursor on your screen?
No, there was a mark on it. I just scratched it off.
Yeah, sure. Okay, go ahead.
Yo, I swear to you, me and Superboy are gonna fight. He's gonna win. He's gonna win, but we're gonna fight.
Only because I'm slightly less drunk. me on the head, I'll fall over.
But no, man. So it was a fun night. Shout out to Steven, man. He listens to the show. He's a supporter of the show. It's a supporter of us in general, man. So shout out to him. So that was a really fun night.
So what happened? Like, what else happened?
It was just funny, man. Like, we talked about, like, marriage. We talked about, like, the process of getting engaged, which, you know, is, like, it can be really stressful at times, but sometimes it's also really easy as well.
I think I trolled my wife for, like, a year.
I trolled Maria, too.
Because she wanted to get engaged, and I was like, yeah. We can wait.
Have we talked about how you proposed?
I don't think so.
Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, it's not that interesting.
I mean, like, that story alone is kind of interesting. Like, you trolled her for a while, and...
Well, like, because we were together for a few years, and then, you know...
But you've also known her
forever. And we were in a relationship for a number of years, and then, like, we were young. We were in our early to mid-20s, and then most of our friends were older than us. And it's funny, because none of them were really in long-term relationships. We were really the only members of, like, our group of friends that were in a long-term relationship. And it came to my attention that a lot of her homegirls were telling her that I should propose to her, like, make it serious. And in my mind, I'm like, who the fuck are y'all? Like, how about you get something serious? In my mind, right?
Well,
and so she was, you know, she felt the pressure.
Yeah.
But me, I'm like, nah, I'm good. We can wait. And then I think maybe about a year or a little bit less than a year of that. I just took it to a jewelry store. So I picked one.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't really think that's boring.
I wasn't even gonna go on my knees. The
person. I would say. Well, actually, no. That's.
phrasing.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't do that. I was like, pick one. I was on my G shit, right? And the person working at the jewelry store is like, you know, you gotta go on your knee, right? And I was like, all right, whatever. So I did that. Yeah. Proposed to her in the jewelry store. A few years later, she got a different ring.
What?
Yeah.
So.
That's it?
All of that for her to be like, to get another ring, like, years later.
Hey, she's the one that chose it, so, you know.
Yeah, I did.
I feel the type of way.
You know what's funny is I like the ring I got my wife, so let me not say that. But I'm going to get her another ring soon because I want her to have a different ring, and I told her I was going to upgrade it. She was like, I'm fine with the ring I have. I'm like, but I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's absolutely a me thing, and I'm well aware of, like, who I am, what I am, and, like, and that the fact that it's not necessarily, it's like, it's all me. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm like, yeah, you deserve a better ring. Which I'm pretty sure, like, every woman who's listening to this is going to be like, well, oh man, why did that? I'm like, I'm just a dickhead. I'm an insecure dickhead who wants to, like, who's insecure and hates that he feels that his wife is, friends are looking at his wife like, oh, that's the only ring you have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When realistically, anybody who knows me knows that, like, knows us, excuse me, knows that we pretty much, we do our thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, for me, that stuff's not really, I don't even wear my wedding ring. I'm not into the whole symbolism type shit, like. But for her, I know that for her, the ring was important, so, I mean, as long as she's happy with it, I'm good.
You know what's funny? That should be my mentality. Yeah. Honestly, my mentality should be as long as she's happy, I should be happy. But I'm pretty sure you understand this as well, when you're kind of like, when your wife does so much for you, like, it makes you want to do stuff as well, you know what I mean? So,
well, that just makes me, it makes me feel like a piece of shit most of the time.
Exactly.
Like, I'm definitely not doing enough. I'm definitely not earning this marriage.
All right, that seems like a good point to go for a break, man. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Stephanie, host of the Mocha Minutes podcast, and you are listening to the Old Man Wade Show. After you have finished saying, damn it, Wade, for the 511th time listening to the episode, why don't you check out the Mocha Minutes podcast? You can find it wherever you find your podcasts. Okay, bye.
And we're back, and this segment will be hosted by the Superior Super Bowl Coffee.
Oh, shit.
We are now entering... the political corner.
Oh, damn.
Of Super Bowl Copy. Yeah. Welcome.
Why? There's nothing going on in politics.
Welcome to Super Bowl's political corner. Oh. There's nothing going on. Nigga, okay. let me get my... Because all I'm going to do is ask questions and play drops. So, go right ahead.
All right. So, your favorite president.
Nigga, what?
Your favorite president.
Fuckboy 45?
Fuckboy 45. Looks like shit's starting to hit the fan room.
I'm listening because I know some shit happened.
So, I mean, there's been impeachment talks about surrounding this president, like, since he was elected, right?
Oh, also, can we also point something out that I don't think people understand that impeachment doesn't mean that the person, that the seating president is going to be kicked out of office. I think that's the common misconception.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of misconceptions around politics in general, especially when it comes to impeachment. So impeachment is a purely political exercise, right? Right, which means that in order for a president to be impeached, it has nothing to do with them breaking the law or anything like that. It just means that Congress, the body that has the power to impeach, feels like they need to impeach for whatever reason that may be, right?
Yeah.
Question though, man. Do you know how many presidents have been impeached?
One.
Close.
Two. Yep. Clinton and Reagan? No. Shit. It wasn't supposed to Cleveland?
Clinton and Andrew Johnson.
Oh.
Right? Andrew Johnson was Abraham Lincoln's vice president, and Clinton stuck a cigar in a young intern's vagina.
I'm sorry, what now?
He stuck a cigar in a
young intern's... Who did that?
Clinton.
I thought that was a joke.
Oh, no, that wasn't a joke.
I know he, like, nutted on her, like...
Well, so...
I didn't know he actually stuck a... What the fuck? Are you serious?
Oh, he was on his freak shit. I mean, the reason why he was impeached, the Republicans who ran Congress at the time, they say that's because he lied under oath. But he lied under oath because they were investigating him over some bullshit. But whatever. So yeah, only two presidents have been impeached. Nixon was close, but he resigned before they can impeach him.
It's funny, I said Reagan, but I meant Nixon.
Yeah, yeah. Neither president left office because of impeachment.
Okay.
Because there's two bodies, right?
Because when a president does it, it's not illegal.
Oh, yeah. That's a good Nixon impression.
Everyone does a fucking Nixon impression.
So, Donald Trump. So shortly after he got away with the collusion with Russia, he was feeling himself. He was like, oh shit, I can do whatever the fuck I want. So it seems like he attempted to pressure the Ukrainian president into finding dirt on Joe Biden as a price to pay for military aid that they desperately need because Russia is like legit trying to like take over Ukraine. So, yeah, President Trump denied it, as he, you know, anybody would, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he released a transcript that he thought would, you know, take some of the pressure off of him. But the actual transcript of the conversation he had with the president made him look even more guilty. Because it actually showed him trying to pressure the Ukrainian president for whatever, right?
Yeah.
This was also done in response to a whistleblower who told the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community that the president was trying to force foreign leaders to find dirt on his political rivals as a favor for any type of like military or financial aid, right?
It's always about money.
Yeah, so this is not only unconstitutional, it's just a really gross use of presidential power, which, you know, I'm not too surprised about it, because, you know,
anybody
fuckface.
It's not even just fuckface, and I'm just going to say this. I think with power comes a certain idea of invincibility. I think that some people keep their level of, I guess, narcissism down to a certain, like, peak, you know what I mean?
Well, I feel like And this, I can't be a politician, right? And I would say I couldn't be a politician because I'm not narcissistic. Like, there has to be a level of narcissism for somebody to go through that whole process of becoming president, right? But for the most part, most people that get to that level where they want to be, where they're serious about becoming president, they understand the checks and balances that come with becoming president. They understand, they understand to some extent the limits to presidential power, right?
Yeah.
Trump has none of that knowledge going into it.
Right? Do you remember when Barack was running for president, and a big thing was he didn't have enough experience?
I remember people saying that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to point that out after everything you said.
Even though he was, you know, it was short-lived, but he was a senator. He studied law, right? Which a large extent of that is understanding how government works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he may not have had the real world experience, but he understood he was a constitutional law professor.
Wrong.
So he understood the fundamental aspects of being president and what that meant. Trump has no idea. Trump, I think, believes that being president is akin to being a king.
Wrong.
Or an emperor.
He wants to be Kim Jong-un so bad.
He does.
And like, duh, they had a fucking parade.
Yeah.
A military parade. Do you know what? You know who else does that shit?
Every dictator in the world, plus France. But, yeah, so that just highlights that's part of what highlights his him not being a suitable, even close to being a suitable person to be president, even though he is president, which is unfortunate. So anyways, the House of Representatives, they're going to be more than likely opening up an impeachment inquiry, whatever that means, which will evolve into an actual impeachment. Which, for people like me, I guess that's cool, but it really doesn't mean anything, because in order for an impeachment to actually hold, the Senate would have to convict. And the Senate is controlled by Republicans. This Republican Party, it's hard for me to see them doing anything to this president.
No, he's a tough one.
Yeah. So with that said, yeah, president's being impeached, but it doesn't mean shit. Yeah, the president is trying to get foreign nations to find dirt on his political rivals, but it doesn't mean shit.
Well, I think it was a little different because before he had there was the idea that he could, I wonder how much of it stems from the idea that he got dirt on, Hillary. Thank you. Hillary.
I think that the fact that the Democrats fumbled that whole process.
Is fumble a strong enough word?
Fucked it up. Fucked it. I don't know. Fuck needs to be in there somewhere. Like, there needs to be bad words in the explanation of how the Democrats handled the Russian investigation. But anyways, he got away with it. I think he was feeling very confident about that. And I think that because of that, he felt that what he did with the Ukrainian president, seems like he also attempted this with the Chinese leader, the Australian president. Pretty sure he's still conversating with Putin.
Of course he is.
So I think that he felt some freedom to do what he wanted after that.
When people... I was reading a Spider-Man comic, and I forget who he said, who they were talking about, who got caught with video surveillance of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, why do you think someone who was always so careful, why would they film this stuff? And Peter Parker goes, because they don't think they can get caught.
Well, that is very significant. I think that's actually pretty interesting. Because I think people do get caught when they become overconfident. Right? I think this is a case of that. Like, he came out and said, yeah, I did it. He literally admitted to it. So, the Democrats really don't have to do much more than to highlight the words that he said. But they don't just have that. They have text messages, right? They have a whistleblower statement. They have witnesses from ex-ambassadors that are saying that yes, the president did do these things. So I'm fairly certain that the president will be impeached by the House.
Do you think it'll go any further than that, though?
I think that, so Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the Senate, he stated that if the House decides to impeach, the Senate will have no choice but to take it up.
Okay.
But it's up to the Senate to convict. And I seriously doubt they're going to convict him of anything. And even if they do, I doubt they're going to remove him from office. Because you can be impeached and not removed from office. Which brings me to, I think, the most important point. Like, if you have a problem with the way things are going, please, please register to fucking vote and fucking vote. Right? That's the best way to impeach a president. Get them the fuck out of there. Right? Because I don't think Mike Pence would be any better.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no.
I kind of rather Trump than Mike Pence, to be honest with you.
I think Mike Pence is running shit anyway. I'm going to be completely honest about it.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess that's possible, but Trump is such a fucking just narcissistic douchebag. Like, I don't think he would want anybody to control anything he's doing. And then I think that's part of the problem. Like, so my only hope when it comes to impeachment is that in private, the Republican leaders are like, yo, we need to get this dude out of here. But in public, they're not saying that because Trump has such a stranglehold on the Republican base of voters. Like,
well, I don't even know if it's, well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
And but I also think that they don't want to, like, I think both sides, like, at this point, they're kind of like, fuck, we can't go against them because we have to save base.
Yes, yes. Because it's very likely that if they come out too strong against Trump, they'll be primaried and they'll lose their
especially their political power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, and for me, I'm kind of like, who's going to replace these people? It's most likely going to be somebody even more
diabolical.
And more pro-Trump than the people that we already have. So, I don't know. It's a weird position to be in. But it's just interesting. Like, this, we're constantly in a historical moment with Trump as president.
Like, explain why. Because I feel like there are some obvious things, but speak on some things that people may not be thinking about.
That's interesting. Only reason I said it's interesting because I think at this moment, I think a lot more people than usual are paying attention to what's happening. That's one. So I don't think, so somebody posted on Facebook. They asked the question, like, why are they...
The Devil's Playground?
Huh? The Devil's Playground.
You are fake news.
Why are they trying to impeach now? Right? And the answer for that question is that this is a issue that most people can understand.
I am officially running for President of the United States. What a mess.
Yeah, what a mess.
This is an issue that most people can understand. And it's not really... Honestly, there's not much that's hidden when it comes to this. At this particular issue.
Yes.
I think the things that people aren't really paying attention to, I think the things that stress me out that aren't really talked about in the news is how are we going to come back from this?
That's actually a big fear of mine. Yeah,
so safely impeach him. There's already been like 3 years of just
damage
to American, the U.S. reputation abroad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, before Trump became president, there was this swing towards right-wing populism, right?
Okay.
It's a form of politics that we associate with Donald Trump. It's anti-immigrant, right?
And if we're being honest about it, like, we should acknowledge that Barack Obama, there was, I'm not going to say it's anti-immigrant, but it was very, help me out here, he wasn't exactly pro-immigrant, if that's the right
thing. No, so, again, these,
if we're, I'm just trying to be as fair about it.
So the argument is that there were a lot of deportations under Obama, right? That's the argument. But we deport people for many reasons. I've had a few cousins that were deported, and to be honest with you, they probably should have. They did some fucked up shit, right? Okay. And I think that, and Obama was, say whatever you want about him, he was a capable president. He understood the process.
Yeah.
And things worked efficiently. So if we have an immigration process that's working efficiently, a lot of people will be deported because there's a process they have to go through. But those were criminals for the most part. He wasn't separating families. You know what I mean? He was trying, as much as the executive can create a process for immigration, he was creating a process for immigration, right? Much of the issues that we were facing with immigration before Trump had to do with Congress not creating laws that were capable of handling the large influx of immigrants coming from Central America because of gang warfare, drugs, all that stuff that collapsing. So let's put it like this: the 08 collapse of the economy that happened in 2008, right?
Who was in office then?
So it was it was the end of the Bush years, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and the beginning of Obama, mm-hmm, right? That affected the whole world.
Yep.
The U.S., I think, out of most countries, survived that better than most countries, right? And so that also spurred a lot of immigration. So they like to call it a crisis, but I just say there was a large influx of immigrants that tried to come to this country for multiple reasons. But there's rules. Not anybody can just come in. And I guess that's a big reason why they try to associate Obama with, like, deportations and stuff like that. But it's nothing compared to what's happening under Trump.
No, absolutely not. I wanted to speak on that just because...
Yeah.
Some people will say, well, Obama was anti-Muslim. Like, no, he wasn't anti-Muslim. It was just, some people were, yes, people were deported, but there's a difference, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And again, like, this immigration issue, I think Trump was the one that kind of pushed the whole Muslim aspect to immigration, right? He's the one that created that list. You know, that list, yeah, of countries that people couldn't come from, which were...
Oh, Muslims. The round ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just the ones, right?
Yeah.
Some of that's fake news. But when it comes to aspects of the current situation that people aren't really thinking about, I think it's just the fact that the world is almost unrecognizable compared to what it was before Trump became president.
Okay.
And whoever becomes president after Trump has a lot of work to do.
Europe
has a lot of work to do. It should be interesting to watch. It's not terrifying.
Terrifying, I think, is a better word for it. Any final thoughts?
About this issue?
Yes.
Vote. Fucking vote.
Right, well, that seems like the best way to end this. Yeah. Alright, we'll be right back after this quick break.
In a world of what are yous, welcome to the place where the answer is always human. My name is Natalie, and I'm the host of Some Kind of Brown. I was born and bred in the Southern Bible Belt of the U.S., and if you know anything about the South, growing up multiracial was some kind of an experience. Join me in this community where I share my stories, am joined by guests who share their own, and talk about pop culture events that affect us as mixed people. You can find Some Kind of Brown on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and most places you find podcasts. I'll see you there with some more Shades of Brown.
Is that an ice cream?
All right, and we're back. For those people who were kind of like, what the fuck, here's some silly shit for you. Uh-huh. From a very young age.
I'm following you so far. All right.
I'm trying to find the actual point where it actually gets into that. I'm kind of mad. I'm a little too tipsy to actually even do this little conversation right now. But I didn't know. Okay, well, fuck this noise. The Guardian has an article. How can a man be too straight to recycle?
Oh my god, that just hurts my head just listening to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna move on. But just the fact that that's an actual thing, someone wrote it, like, The Guardian, how could a man be too straight to his echo? And this guy makes fun of the fact that that's actually a thing.
You know what? Anybody can write anything.
Yeah!
that's just proof right there.
And it's funny, like, and it's funny, it's...
Go to oldmanwayne.com for the best articles.
Yeah, but we're actually, like, even, like, I can't wait for that article to come out that I did.
Yeah.
But,
Me too.
I'm making a point to be as responsible with even the stuff that I write on Bam Smack Pal.
Yeah.
I'm making a point to, when I talk about subjects that involve the black community, yeah, I try to be as responsible as possible by saying things like, if...
Black people will steal your TV. No? No? You didn't write that article?
So anyway, I'm moving the fuck on, man. Right. What the fuck? Click hate.
Say that one more time.
Click hate.
Click hate.
We talked about that.
I'm a little tipsy.
Okay.
Refresh my memory.
We were speaking on people who don't read articles, but they'll click on them, read two sentences.
Oh yeah.
And then write how angry and how much they hate.
99% of Facebook.
Yes. Comedian that I like, Slate Hand, he's on a bit of a crusade talking about how much he hates Facebook and social media.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's a necessary tool if you're trying to promote things.
Yeah.
And he talks about people just clicking, posting articles without actually fucking reading them. Now, what cracks me up about that is, it's 1,000% right. Mm-hmm. And this leads into my next thing about the idea that, Botham Jean, I'm hoping I'm not mispronouncing the gentleman's name. The gentleman who was shot in that tragic, shooting murder.
Mm-hmm.
Murder would probably be the best word for it. In his own home. And the police officer was found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Oda for that. Even though she's only getting 10 years. Even though there are people in the early 2000s who are still in jail for a dime bag. We're not going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would like to say people really don't really know the exact details of the case or the argument that her attorneys put forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. That's all I wanna say.
That's responsible.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I can tell that you're like kinda like grinding your teeth even saying that.
Yeah, I as a black person,
yeah,
I think it's bullshit. But as somebody who, you know...
understands the judicial system.
Somewhat. This shit happens. If you have a good... That's why you should never take the plea. You get a good attorney.
I kind of feel like this is one of the situations like... See, black people, we gave you one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, So after everything went down, the judge and the family of the slain,
yeah,
hugged the woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say her name. And I've seen droves of people,
mm-hmm,
who have just been like calling them coons, mm-hmm, and just shitting on them. And let me just say, if someone I love was killed, I'm not hugging her.
I'm not either.
At all.
I probably punch her in the neck.
I might want to. I might put some shit on her name when, yeah, she goes to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to be a person to call that family a coon,
mm-hmm,
or call the people who did that coonish,
mm-hmm,
or disparage their name,
mm-hmm,
because of what they believe in. And I'm not a Christian.
Yeah.
So let's get that out the way right now.
Yeah.
But I understand Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
For them, it's turn the other cheek. Forgive your enemy.
For Jesus.
It's
turn the other cheek. Forgive your enemy.
Yeah, it is supposed to be Christ-like.
For the average Christian, apparently it's fuck that noise.
Yeah. Yeah, according to everyone else on Facebook and shit like that,
yeah,
it's like the devil's playground.
Yeah.
And it kills me that it's just like, dog, let them fucking eat cake. If, mm-hmm, this is going to make them feel better about life, cool.
Yeah.
Like, it really bothered me that I seen all of this people and it was like, all they calling them coons and calling them like disgraceful. It's like, dog, stop it. Two weeks ago, you were all for the justice was served.
Yeah.
Let the people mourn the way they were going to mourn. Let them move on the way the fuck they're going to move on, man.
I think that attitude that's being brought towards this family is It's making them victims all over again.
Exactly.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I just wish people would just shut the fuck up and let people mourn. But no, but everybody has a fucking opinion. Everybody, thanks to Facebook, everybody has the ability to say whatever fucked up shit pops up into their head. And unfortunately, it seems like many people don't filter the shit they say before they say it. Like, we have a platform.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that.
And we've had, I remember maybe six months ago, mm-hmm. we did a couple of episodes where after it was done, we had a conversation and we were like, you know what? Let's not put these episodes out.
Yeah.
Because we know, even though we have a smaller platform, mm-hmm. we don't want to put that type of negativity and that type of rhetoric out in the air.
Why would you do that?
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, like, if we don't go in here, and I make jokes about how about us not being, about me not being informed on things.
Yeah.
I mean, they're jokes.
Neither one of us are informed on anything.
Yeah, I know, right? You didn't. It's not like you got a degree in.
No, you know, I don't do shit.
You know, you didn't go to college and graduate. No, political science.
No.
Nothing like that. But, I make jokes about that. Yeah. But realistically, I don't. If I'm going to speak on a topic, I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
I want to know more. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So when there are topics on things, I bring people in. Because it's like, hey, how do you feel about that? What do you think about this? What's going on in your mind?
Yeah.
That's how my mind works. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My issue with all the stuff going on, and don't get me wrong, feel how you're going to feel. And I can't tell someone that they can't feel that the family are, I hate saying this, quote unquote, cootish.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how to feel. But you're writing, the people who are writing these articles,
yeah.
for the
clickbait. Are there articles?
Oh, there's articles.
Oh, shit.
And it's like the Twitter and stuff like, and like Twitter and stuff like that. And unfortunately, I'm hoping the family aren't like looking up and searching the case.
I hope not. They've been through enough.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure they're just happy that this process is over.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure like if they'll find these people and like send them emails and like, oh, how dare you hug that and stuff like yeah. that. Like Lupe Fiasco has a line, how do you forgive the murderer of your father? Like, you know what I mean? And he posed a question, like, how do you do that? Like,
if
you
know, my father probably could forgive him. But if
it's funny, as I said it, I saw your face, I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? But it's just one of those things where you're kind of like, how do you, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a really random and disturbing thing to really kind of deal with.
Yeah.
Like, someone in your family was slain. Someone who was, like, in their prime. They were, someone people looked up to, befriended. They were family. And normally, when something like this happens, you're just waiting for the onslaught of negative things to come out.
Mm.
It didn't happen.
Mm.
And so that led, and it was like when like Trayvon Martin when he was killed,
mm.
they showed a picture of him. I think he had a grill or something like that.
Yeah, they showed the most like
the most thuggish fucking picture yeah. of like they could find, and everyone's like, "That's not him."
Yeah,
like he's a fifth. What was he? 16?
I don't remember his age, but he was a kid.
He was a kid.
Yeah,
like you know what I mean? Like I did dumb shit when I was a kid.
Mm.
Like I remember being in high school having basketball shorts under. I know it's funny. My and one basketball shorts. Under my Gap sweatpants, jokingly sagging them because I thought it was funny.
But that was the style back then.
No, yeah, and I was making fun of that style. Yeah. But someone would take that picture and go, "Oh, do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this nigger?" You know what I mean? And that's what they would think.
Fox. That's the first thing Fox News would show.
Yeah, and you know those Fox News is a Randy Orton it.
Oh, shit, Randy Orton, man.
I'm with the Randy Orton. I think I'm calling the same thing from that one. It's called Randy Ortoning.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah. So, it really bothers me that, like, on one hand, you have these quote-unquote woke black folks.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Who, and let me just let people know, the super woke thing is more of an ironic thing. Than
yeah, anything I'm else. Not woke at all, people.
You know what I mean? So it's an ironic thing.
Yeah.
But you get these incredibly woke people who are pro-black, but then will be the first people to shit on black people.
And they'll be the ones, I don't, this is probably pretty problematic, but I felt the type of way, because I know some of these people. Some of y'all came from too nice a neighborhood to be this way.
I meant to talk to you about this. I saw your post and I was like, yeah, you did. I grew up in the fucking hood. And don't get, let's not get confused. I was not one of the people, I wasn't a thug. I grew up around a lot of thugs, but I also grew up around a lot of thugs who were like, yo, the one dude saw me skip at school.
Yeah.
And he drove me to school. it was like, yo, if I see you skipping again, I'm telling your father.
Yeah. And that's why, like, we, like, people like us that grew up that way didn't grow up thuggish, right? But we grew up around it. Like, we are sympathetic to, like, the issues with criminal justice because it affected people that we knew and who we cared about.
Yeah.
Right? And I feel like a lot of people that have these opinions about shit online, they have no idea what you're talking about. They never experienced any of this shit.
Yeah.
They're only parroting stuff that they heard on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right? It's like I'm sitting there watching this shit and it's like this cycle of recycled memes and woke commentary and like this whole thing with the kid talking about this kid's family who was viciously murdered, right? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, this lady is not sympathetic to me, right? But people are just repeating shit that they see on Facebook. It has nothing to do with sources. Has nothing to do with real life information. They don't know this family. They don't know anything. They don't really know anything about the case, right? Like, they really don't. But they just hear like, oh, we're supposed to be making fun of this family now because they did some shit. So let me hop on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. I'm so tired of these people, man.
And that's the part that befuddles me about all that is, like, dog, let them do whatever the fuck it is they want to do. If it makes you feel better, if it makes you feel better to think they're coons, fine, do that. But don't put that negativity and shit out in the air. Because all that shit, it's like a virus. It spreads. Like, you know what I mean? Is it a virus or bacteria that spreads?
Both.
Okay.
viruses, yeah, they both spread. Yeah.
So, like, it spreads. Like, you know what I mean? Like, wildfire. Wildfire would be the best way to do that. Yeah. And so, and it just, it breeds this negativity and all this other stuff. And it's like, you're, and these people, they're trying their best to be like, oh, I'm pro-black. And all, like, then don't tear down to the black people.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If you feel a certain way, have a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, if I thought that what someone was doing was coonish, I'd come on here and I would talk about why I think something is coonish.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shit on that person, but I'm going to say, this kind of seems damaging. This seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, again, it's my platform. This is how I feel, but I also take personal responsibility.
And for plus, I'm the one that shits on people.
People listen to the show. You know, they know. Who shits on people more, me or you?
I think it depends on the day.
The day and the topic. Yeah, man. So it's just befuddling, man. And I've said it before here on the show, and I was like, I don't read comments anymore on my fucking articles. A lot of times I will put an article out there and then turn off notifications.
Yeah.
I don't bother going to the comment section of my articles. I don't give a fuck enough. And if for some reason I get to a point where this podcast, when I get to a point where this podcast really makes some money. Mm.
What are you talking about? We're making millions.
Yeah. Duh. Yeah, sure we are.
Language.
But yeah, man, but like when that happens, it's like when someone runs up on me, well, how do you feel about this? Listen to the show. Mm. I'll tell you how I feel on there. Mm. But otherwise, fuck you niggas. Like straight up and down.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? But I'm also one of those guys who realizes I'm self-aware. I know who I am. You know what I mean? But that also came from years of therapy, years of self-reflection. And I think the second one may be more important than the therapy is like actually realizing, because after therapy, you have to really sit back and go, all right, so that's what I learned about myself. Now I need to really think about what I want to do from here on. And I don't know if a lot of people really think about that. Like, what would you do? How would you feel if you were in that situation? How would you feel if someone was calling you a coon because you did something? Mm.
And you did something that was part of, like, they're Haitian. Haitian Christians are a different type of Christian. Right? Yeah. Like, Haitians that are in the church are really fucking into church. Right? Your mom, your grandmother, all that. Like, y'all are into it. So they were living up to the convictions that they talk about. Like, they're living up to the shit that they believe. And I don't think... And it's crazy because I grew up in the church. I may not be a believer now, but I remember stories saying, like, how hard it is to live up to your faith, right? Mm-hmm. But it's your burden to do that. And they did that. Like that's a show of true convictions that you can hug the murderer of a family member. And a lot of times when they say you need to forgive, you have to forgive people that did something bad to you, it's really not for the person that did something bad for you. It's for you. It's for the person.
Yeah. But I still got beer. I was just looking. I was just like, fuck, I'm almost out of ale for this. And I still got the IPA set. But yeah, you were saying, sorry.
No, that's it. It's just like, I'm out of all the shit that's happening recently, like, this might be the most disappointing.
I think that's the best word for it is, like, we as black people finally got into a situation where we quote unquote won. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got the justice that we felt that we deserved.
Well, a lot of people think that the 10 years wasn't enough, which I for murder, I agree. But again, we do not know the details of this case.
She may have gave some information that uncovers more things that are going on in the police department.
Like, and she didn't take the plea, and she had a good lawyer, right?
And that's key. Yeah. A good lawyer is people don't realize how good, like, how much a really good lawyer plays into this.
And you know, she's an ex-cop, so I'm pretty sure, like, the police union was throwing her some money for her defense and stuff like that. Like, a small part of the problem with criminal justice and black people is the fact that we don't have the resources to defend ourselves in a lot of instances, right? It's unfortunate, but if you do have the resources, you do have them. Look at R. Kelly. R. Kelly got away with raping little girls for how many years?
Decades.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we just got this dude. So, there's a lot of problems with the criminal justice system. But at the same time, you know, just give the family time to mourn and just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, just let... I can't say any better than that. Mm-hmm. Like, shut the fuck up and let people mourn, man. Like, that's really what it comes down to. That's really what happens.
Again, we're not Christians, so we can say that.
Stupid idiot!
So for the people out there judging, since you're not in a situation and you know damn well that if you were in a situation that you'd feel a different way,
you just made the list.
All right, man, that's been the Old Man Way Show. That's the third of four episodes we're doing today. Don't forget to visit oldmanway.com. That's OldManWade.com.
Oldmanway.com.
Don't forget to visit blackrabbit.com.
Blackrabbit.com!
That's BlackRabbit. Yo. Don't forget to check out the people that who are promoed in this episode. That's my boy Battle Axe, one of my favorite rappers of all time. Not only is he my friend, but he's actually an amazing MC.
Like, legit. This dude can rap.
I'm going to make sure that I put one of his tracks on here as well. Don't forget to check out the Retro Redoctopus podcast.
Those dudes are very talented and hilarious.
Duke loves wrestling.
Whack.
The Blurred Calm Mix. That's BlerdComixed. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to mix them.
Homegirl Miss Fury?
Yeah.
Oh, she's dope. I never met her, but she's dope.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Brandon.
My man.
Yeah.
The Why So Serious podcast.
Mm-hmm. Put me on to some dope Superman comics. Appreciate that.
Yep. The Mocha Minutes podcast and the homegirl Stephanie with that sexy ass voice. Hello.
Also, what about my voice?
Huh?
What about my
voice? He's all right, but he's not real. The Thursday Throwdown podcast. Don't forget to check them out. So this has been the Old Man Wade Show. Don't forget, man, we're here. I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. What the fuck else am I supposed to say?
I don't know. We probably missed a bunch of shit on the docket, but we're drunk, so...
Damn it, Wade!
Damn it, Wade!